This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How we doing? Today, I am just sitting at my windowsill. I have a little glass of tea. It's cold tea. And first off, I'm sorry I haven't posted a podcast in 2 weeks. I don't really have an excuse, and I shouldn't. I feel like I apologize. The last time I spoke to you, I'm pretty sure I was very nervous. I don't even know if I said this in a video, not even on the podcast. But I was very nervous because I had a show coming up called the Young, Dumb, and 21 live show, which is actually the podcast. And I wanted to put my phone up there while I did the show because it was like a little TED Talk. And I was very, 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 very nervous for it. I had an anxiety attack for about 2 days, like a full one for 2 days before the actual event, and it got me really stressed out. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't work out, I felt horrible, my body was shivering. I think I was a little sick too, and then the anxiety didn't help, so it was very hard. But you know, it went really, really well. There was about 30 people to show up, and I didn't want very many people, and that was a perfect amount. About 10 people didn't end up showing up, but they still paid, which was definitely weird. And we sold some merch, and we had a little talk. And basically, I talked about my experience with ADHD, depression, anxiety, and how I dealt with everything. And a lot of people didn't know a lot of things. And I wanted to, the reason why I wanted to have that is because I really wanted to get my voice out there. I don't like it when people talk for me. I think that's wrong. I don't think it's right. And I really wanted to have my voice be heard and in the way I wanted to be heard. And the show did that. And I think it was really awesome. I provided hopefully a comfortable environment for everyone who came. And if they did come, let me know in the comments down below. Did you like it? Did I provide a nice environment? I don't know. I wanted everybody to feel comfortable and happy, and I said, like, I wanted people to bring blankets or their happy hoodies just to chill and just have some fun. And a lot of them didn't have happy hoodies, but they ended up leaving with happy hoodies, which made me really, really happy. And it was amazing. So I want to thank every single one of you who came. And a lot of people are going to be asking if I'm going to do another one of them. They cost a lot of money to rent the hotel space. Was I think about $700, and I only charged $25 for tickets. So obviously, if you do the math, it's close. So it's difficult. I don't know. So I don't know if I'm gonna be doing it again. Hopefully, I can afford it sometime soon, and we can do it. But if not, you know, we can't, and that sucks. But that's the way it's gonna be. Hopefully I can do it again. And speaking of the new merch, so everyone has been asking for new merch. So I've been pumping it out lately, and you guys are really, really liking it. As of right now, today, there are the happy shirts, which is designed by my friend Jasmine and I. I took the happy hoodie font and the happy hoodie. I took the happy hoodie design and I changed it to the happy shirt. And we drew flowers around it to make it more me and not just text on a t-shirt, because I wanted to add something to it if you guys were willing to get it, because I don't want to just have my merch the same. I want to keep growing and keep making it better and better and better and better. And I think the happy shirt does that. So that's a yellow t-shirt, and it's this happy shirt with flowers on it. It's beautiful. And that's up right now. And then there's also the Stay You, Do You, For You t-shirt, which is the hoodie that I'm wearing currently right now on video. You can see it, I think. The camera's just literally pointed at the window while I look at the window talking. And it's really, really soothing. But I don't know if they can see it. It doesn't really matter. But that's out right now, which is the t-shirt. And that's about to be sold out. And then that's discontinued forever. If the happy shirts are really liked, then I'll keep them going. But as of right now, they're in the kind of the pathway of getting discontinued. Everything can be normal price, but I have a coupon code called Stay You. If you type in Stay You at the checkout, you get $10 off. And this isn't me just promoting. This is me saying, hey, I'm trying to help you guys out here. So if you want like a $30 shirt for $20, you can use this code Stay You. And then that's I don't know, it gets you some money off. And everyone's been asking for the happy hoodies to come back again. So I brought them back again. So those are out. And those just never quit. And everybody wants those, and it's awesome, and I'm so thankful. It's amazing, and I love seeing them in person, and I love seeing the Astro hats in person. Like, everyone's, it's honestly been a crazy past few months. I've had to rediscover myself. A lot of you know that. In December, January, I went through a very hard time, and I had to deal with a breakup and everything, and I lost myself, and I didn't understand, and this was even before, I didn't understand who I was. I was living off of YouTube, and I was living off of a relationship that was very difficult to manage because of distance, and which left me very lost, and I was not comfortable with my life, and I wasn't really comfortable with myself. I thought I was doing all right when I sat down, and I said, who am I? Who is Joey Kidney? And I have to rediscover myself. Sorry, I got to take a sip of tea every now and then. I get a little quenched or parched. I don't know what the word is. I'm not British, so I feel like they know everything. But it left me in a spot where I really didn't know who I was. And it's been an amazing journey to find this out. And yeah, I know you may think like this is all just promotion, but I'm not doing this just to promote. I'm doing this to create a better life for myself and as well as you guys. And there's so much more to come. And I want to make more than just merch. I want to make something that's going to better your life. So I was thinking about, and don't tell anyone this, only the podcast listeners are going to know, but maybe a little subscription box. And it's going to be called the Happy Box. And I don't know if you guys want in on that, but there's a bunch of things that I use every single day that make me really, really happy. And they help me be happier, and they help me discover myself and rediscover myself and just understand, hey, let's get up today. And it helps me get up today. And there's a bunch of stuff like that. And I want to just put it in a box, and I wanted to send it to you guys. Obviously, I'm going to try to keep the price as low as possible, but there's so many things that I want to include in the box that it might be a certain price. But if you're willing to live a life of self-discovery and self-love and self-help, then I think this is a great opportunity. And this is, again, I'm not trying to just promote. I'm just sharing my ideas with you guys. We're a team here. We support each other. And that's why I'm doing this. Now, speaking of the next thing, on YouTube, but last year I found this girl named Kaylin Nicholson. And the reason why I really found her is because she was in the same YouTube network as myself. And I was like, oh, who's this girl? I'm gonna check her out. And this person's, her videos are amazing. Her videos along of Jesse Page, their videos are amazing. I think they're awesome. They're about them. They're about bettering their lives. And I think that's amazing. And they're just so chill and so calming. And they inspire me every single day to make my videos better for myself and my viewers. And right now it's raining outside, which is not good for Joey's head. Every time it rains, I kind of just, I lose my head and I get headaches and everything hurts in me. And I just don't do very well with them. But it's just, what was I going? I have ADHD. I'm sorry. I was looking at something. I want to start making happier videos and happier content. And I love talking about what I talk about. Don't get me wrong. I'm still always going to talk about my what I deal with and everything like that. But my seasonal blues are kind of going away, and I really want to take advantage of that. And I'm a really happy person. A lot of people think like I'm this really sad, depressed kid, and that's not the vibe that I try to give off in any of my videos. I just try to give off like a comfortable vibe, and some people misread that as just really sad, and I don't like that. So I want to start making happier videos for myself as well. And Kaylin Nicholson has inspired me. Jesse Page has inspired me. Those are the two main ones who have inspired me. So shout out to them. And their stuff is amazing. So definitely go check them out. But there's so many videos that you guys can look forward to on my channel. And there's so many podcasts that you can look forward to on my channel. And we're gonna have a lot of fun. So I can't wait. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, which is this is like the main topic about today's podcast. And hopefully you made it through to until now so we can talk about it. But I've been questioning this one subject recently, and I don't know anything about it. All I have are my thoughts on it. So I don't have any stats. I don't, you know me, I'm not a stat guy. I don't care about stats. But the topic is too young to love. When is it too young to love? Nowadays you're seeing people like what's her name? Millie Bobby Brown and Jacob Sartorius. They're getting in a relationship and they're 13 years old and she's 13 and he's 15 and stuff like that. And they're posting it on social media and there's like, they're saying it's love. And you know, but you sit there and you question it. And I'm like, I'm 22 now. And I've only experienced love once. And you know, that wasn't too long ago, but these kids are like 13. What is happening? And you look back in the olden days and they're like, at 13, people were pregnant. And you know, that's happening again. And it's kind of weird to see how we're going almost backwards, which is interesting. But I find there are times where we're too young to love. Not in the sense of making love and being pregnant and all that stuff. You can do that at almost any time, which is terrifying. Don't do that. Be ready. But what I'm talking about is maturity levels. I'm talking about having sex properly, and I'm talking about handling problems. So onto the maturity thing. I think maturity goes with handling problems and the sex thing and everything. Is just, oh my God, when you can really tell the age difference between somebody that is 20. Sorry, I had to burp. I'm holding them in. You can really tell the age difference between somebody that is 22 and somebody that is 18. And it's just, they're so not carefree, maybe carefree, but they're so selfish almost. And it's not a bad thing. I think there are a lot of mature people for their age out there. And that's a big thing. Maturity is totally different. When you say somebody who's 80 years old can be very immature, don't get me wrong, but they're very mature for their age. Somebody who's 10 can be very mature for their age, but it doesn't mean that they're mature overall. So like a lot of I have 18 year old friends and they're very mature. I don't have very immature friends, but when talking to them about certain things, they tend to get very immature. When talking to them about like drinking, you know, at that age, people are excessively drinking a lot. And I'm not a fan of that. I do not excessively drink. I literally only drink because I like the taste, and I like a good Manhattan. I like a good whiskey every now and then, and it's just something to sip on, and you pair it with food, and it makes it taste amazing. And that's the only reason really why I drink. I don't drink to get drunk. But at the age of 18, and maybe it's just because I never went through that. I never went through college life. But at the age of 18, like, they're so immature about certain things. And that's me talking after I've lived that. At the age of 18, I was the same way. Don't get me wrong. Don't think that I'm hating on maturity for that age, because I'm not. My camera just shut off. So I guess that is the end of the YouTube podcast. But this one will still live on. But yeah, no, handling problems and sex and just everything there is to do in love and dealing with another person, I don't think at the age of, say, 18 or 20 or even 22 that we're ready to handle another person. I think at the age of 25, maybe, I think we can handle someone else. What is it? The men's brain doesn't stop developing until the age of 25. And I think that's like a huge thing to look at. And it's just, we're constantly discovering ourselves. And I'm only talking about men's brains because, well, I am a male, so I can relate to that. and I'm talking about that because at the age of 25 is when we finally find ourselves. We figure out who we are. And if you think that's an old age, it's really not. And so I saw a bird and ADHD kicked in again. I don't know why. It's just a bird. But, you know, I don't really know. I do think some people are very too young to love, and you can be 16 and like find your soulmate, but you still need some time to yourself to discover yourself and understand who you are. And handling problems is such a huge thing, and being able to just get over something and overcome something and look at a problem that is so big and just write it down and handle it is a huge task. And if you're able to do it, that's amazing. I do think there's times where we're too young to love. And if you have any insight on this, let me know. I'd love to know. But now I want to talk to you guys about my favorite books. There's no time limit on this podcast. I've missed a few, so I'm a little rusty, as you can probably tell. But I want to talk to you guys about my favorite books because a lot of people are asking if I read lately. I don't read big paragraph books, if that makes sense, because after having a lot of concussions, I have a hard time sitting down and just reading big chunks. Like if you gave me a paper to read, I'm not going to read it. I say I will, but I definitely won't. So my favorite books are poetry books. I love like the classic Milk and Honey, which is in my hands right now. I think it's amazing. I think it's a little sad, but I kind of like that. And I have like some little poems dog-eared in this book. So I'm going to read one of them. I have no idea what it says, but I'm just going to read it. I need someone who knows struggle as well as I do. Someone willing to hold my feet in their lap on days that is too difficult to stand. The type of person who gives exactly what I need before I even know I need it. The type of lover who hears me even when I do not speak is the type of understanding I demand. The type of love I need. See, that's like amazing. And maybe I think I read it a little wrong at the end there, but I think it's truly amazing. I think that's something that's so impactful yet so small. And I think that's a hard task to handle. And I think if you can do that, that's amazing. The next book that I have in my hands is called Beautiful Chaos. This is actually, I stole this from somebody. It was given to my friend Christian, and I think he left it. And I was like, I'm taking this because I don't think he's ever going to read it. But again, I'm going to flip to a page that I have dog-eared, and I'm just going to read it. It's called Little Note 8. So laugh a little more, care a little more, and love a little more. For all we will ever be is what we become. And in the end, we will become all the things we leave behind. That's so cute. I love that. I think that's amazing. And again, so little, yet so powerful. The other book that I was actually given, it was very nice. Her name is Samantha Chris. She's the author. And I believe she's from Montreal, or she's Canadian. And it's called Bossing Up. And basically, it is a guide to just being a successful person. And bossing up with your life and taking action. And I think it's amazing. And it's like a mix of a do-it-yourself book, yet informational. I think it's amazing. It's a bigger read, but I think it's awesome. And I don't know. I'm very thankful that she sent it to me. So you guys should check that out. That's amazing. And then the next book is actually by one of my friends. Her name is Oran Carlotto. And she is amazing. And her book is called Flux. And again, it's poetry. And it's unreal. And so again, I'm going to run to a dog-eared page. And I'm just going to read something. Running. How dare you? How dare you have the confidence to say, I love you more. When my weary vessels aches. Is that how you say that? I don't even know. From trying to run after you. I think that's amazing. I'm going to read one I can actually understand. He set me up for a loss from the beginning. Letting a girl fall for what he knew would never be. See, that's so sad, but so good. It hits you in the heart. And I'm sorry if I read that wrong. The layout of the actual text is a little bit different than normal. So you kind of have to like jump around. But I think her book is amazing. And actually, when she was writing her book, because I'm writing my book as well. And I asked her for tips. And she was like, you know, I had to go to New York on the gloomiest of days when it was raining. I had to rent an apartment in Brooklyn. In the saddest place I knew, opened up a bottle of wine, got as sad as possible, and sat down and wrote the book. And I was like, really? And she's like, sometimes you have to get in the mood to create art. And I was amazed. And I was like, wow, this is really, really cool. And after seeing the final product, I am just amazed. And on the back of the book, it says, read these words and think of me. And when you do, I'll be right here beside you. And I think that's so good. And it's just... it's an amazing book. So go them. But guys, that is it for today's podcast. Sorry I've been gone for so long. I hope you're still here. I hope you're still listening. And I will definitely see you guys very soon, or talk to you guys very soon. And check out the new merch. Anyways, guys, stay beautiful. And I will talk to you very soon. Okay.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.